From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The heads of the USDA, FDA, and EPA are working together to cut down on crops left unharvested and reduced food that goes uneaten and into landfills every year. According to AgriPulse, the EPA will try to reduce the food that goes into landfills, while the FDA will educate on safely keeping food longer, while the USDA will concentrate on reducing post-harvest waste. The biggest hurdle could be gleaning safe food from fields that often goes to waste, based on appearance. A sharp jump in U.S. farmers seeking operating and equipment loans of at least $1 million fueled a spike in ag lending in the third quarter as trade worries added to the economic strain in the farm sector. Agriculture.com reports the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says the increase in the size of loans also boosted the share of ag lending at large banks, adding potential risk to their loan portfolios as lenders are concerned about the longer-term impact of the U.S.-China trade war on their farmer customers. Dow DuPont fell after cutting the asset value of its DuPont agriculture business by $4.6 billion before a planned spinoff of the seed and pesticide unit. Western Farm Press reports the impairment charge reflects weaker markets for farm products since last year's merger with Dow. Reduced plantings and delays in product registrations mean slower sales, while an unfavorable shift to soybeans from corn in Latin America will dent profits. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.